except that she bit your mom.
Welcome, and this is Far Betterment. Welcome to Far Betterment, the podcast where we get far from better, or better from afar. One of those two. Anyway, today I'm joined by my cousin Chelsea. Chelsea and I have known each other since birth, so we're pretty close. So here's Chelsea on Far Betterment.
So, I'm Chelsea, your cousin, your favorite cousin, by the way.
Okay. definitely one of my favorite cousins, for sure. I have a few favorite cousins.
Okay, well, whatever.
Okay, fine. It's you.
And grew up here in Colorado with you in Arvada, but right next to Westminster, where you live. And we are a year apart, so it's pretty cool. I don't know. I grew up in like Westminster, Arvada area. Went to Westy High School. That was fun. Went to DU after that. And I live in Broomfield now, which is way better than Westminster or Arvada.
Yeah, but you don't have the cool memories though that we had like when we were growing up, so. Yeah, well, that's true. And you can make new memories, so.
Yeah. Jaden's memories are way better than mine, so.
I don't know. We had some pretty good ones. Come on. Broken arm and splitting my leg open.
Ran over my arm. You ran over my arm.
No. That's not how it happened. I don't recall that at all.
With your bike?
I think you just fell and broke it, actually. And then
I fell.
I think I splinted it. I splinted your arm myself. And I think I remember putting my hand under your head so it didn't hit the ground. And you did not break your teeth.
Totally different than what actually happened. So,
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Okay, well, we'll tell that story. That sounds good. That's a good story to tell, I think. So I guess, I don't know, me and you and Demi, your sister, probably spent the most time together of really any of our cousins.
Yeah.
You know, and we're all close with Aaron, but I think we probably are like the closest as far as growing up and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then obviously, you know, now I'm married and we're all close and our kids are pretty close. I mean, they don't know each other as well as I'd like them to, but. But I think
mostly because you're in a different state.
Yeah.
So it makes it hard.
Yeah. It makes it a lot harder. So. And we don't really ever see each other as much as we'd all like to and stuff, but But I don't think we've ever lost, like, we've never lost contact, we've never stopped talking really, we've never gone more than like a few weeks without texting or whatever. So
we've always stayed close.
Yeah. So I think in that sense, yeah, I mean, I'm not really as close with some of my other cousins or some of our other cousins and stuff. So, so I guess, yeah, and we didn't even talk about it. You guys used to live, we all lived in the same house for like a little while too. I don't know if you guys remember. Demi probably doesn't remember at all.
Probably not, no. But, well, I was probably five, just turned five, maybe four until I was five, because we moved in and out of Grammy's house before I started kindergarten.
Yeah, okay.
I was five when I was in kindergarten, so we moved out when I was five.
Okay, yeah, so you guys moved out real young.
So then we would have been two and three.
Yeah. God, I remember I used to get like so sad when you guys didn't come over. Remember you guys used to come over like 3 days a week or something like that?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to get so sad. I would just sit there and Grammy would be like, go outside. And I'm like, who am I going to play with?
I can't. I have to play with myself.
But that's one of the things that happened was I ran your leg over. We were riding bikes, and I'll let you tell the story. I guess you can tell it from your point of view since you seem to think you're right, but you're not.
Happened.
But you're not right at all. So.
So we were riding our bikes, and we always used to go to Grammy's next-door neighbor's house, June's house, because she had a big driveway that we could ride all the way up and then down the other side. And there were rocks in the middle, like on the edge of the concrete, and I went too close and I went into the rocks and I fell off my bike, and I kind of went like sideways and forwards, and I hit my face on the cement, and you were like right behind me, and I had
right
my arms
you.
Out to the side right behind me.
Right behind you.
Yeah, like pretty much touching my bike probably.
Yeah.
So when I fell forward, my arms were out to the side because I tried to catch myself. And then you came up right next to me and just like ran over my arm with your bike.
Sure did.
And broke my arm right below my elbow.
Yep. Ran it over good too.
I'm pretty sure. I don't really remember. Honestly, I really don't remember much after that other than like, I remember my face was like bleeding. There was like blood in June's driveway.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
I think my teeth like hit my lip, and I think I might have knocked one of my teeth out. But my arm was like hurt really bad, and we walked over to Grammy's house, or she maybe walked, but she probably heard me screaming. And the next thing I really remember was sitting next to Grammy's phone in the kitchen and her calling my mom and dad at work and talking to my dad and saying that they need to come and get me and take me to the hospital.
That's so crazy because I don't remember any of that stuff after running over your arm. That's like the last thing
I remember. You were probably hiding.
Yeah, probably. Because I knew I was going to get in so much trouble.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you got in that much trouble. You probably got in trouble by Grammy, though.
No, your dad for sure yelled at me, too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I got in trouble.
Oh, yeah. I remember because you were older than me, so you should have known better. I was in second grade, by the way, so I was like 7. So you would have been 8.
Are you that old? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I was in second grade. Yeah.
Okay.
So I remember like sitting there like by the phone crying and like holding my arm and like trying not to move and Grammy like talking to my dad on the phone. And then I don't really remember like waiting for them or anything, but I remember riding in the car to the like urgent care or wherever we went. We didn't go to like a hospital. And, like, I just remember, like, telling my dad not to go over any bumps because it hurt every time we would, like, drive over a bump and my arm would move.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember, like, everything at the hospital, like, the x-rays and, like, putting the cast on, but...
Oh, man.
But, yeah, so, apparently, that's not what happened, so I don't know if you want to go and tell it from your...
I think from my end, you fell and broke your arm. And I was just there to call 911, really, and save you. And I think I picked you up and carried you back to the house after splinting your arm and bandaged your mouth,
some, like,
your face.
Sticks that were around.
Yeah. I made a crude splint, carried you.
All right.
And carried your bicycle and the other arm. It was pretty magnificent, actually. I mean, I'm shocked.
You're just a really strong 8-year-old.
Yeah, so that's
smart.
That's probably what happened. But really, yeah, I ran your arm over. I did try to stop. I swear, I slammed on the brakes. I even remember leaving a skid, and I remember looking down and watching my tire on that blue bike that I used to have go right over your arm, and I thought, oh my god, I'm going to die. someone. my uncle is going to be so mad, and my grandma's going to be so mad. And so I was immediately terrified, like instantly, like, you know, anytime.
You're more like, terrified for yourself than like I was crying and like had blood all over them, like had a broken arm.
Oh, no.
You're like, I'm going to be in so much trouble.
When I saw the blood, that's when, yeah, I really started freaking out. But because, yeah, you're right. I knew, like, this is the last day of my short life. So, yeah, I was for sure like terrified that something was bound to go down. And I don't remember anything after that at all, actually. Like, I remember getting in trouble. I remember being yelled at, and then that's it. Like, I don't remember anything else. Other than, I think you guys didn't come over for a while after that. I think your dad was kind of like mad. Like, but now I have kids and I'm like, yeah, you know, I get that. If somebody ran my kid's arm over, like, I think I'd be kind of cautious about letting my kid go over there again. But
honestly, I don't remember, but I really don't remember.
Yeah, well, and plus, like, your arm is broken. So,
well, that could have been part of it.
Yeah, they probably didn't want you running around too much.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Me have lots of fun at Grammy's house. That's yeah. For sure.
I remember your cast was pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah, it was red.
Yeah, that was a sweet cast.
And you probably don't remember that. Well, maybe you do. You were like the first one, I think, to sign it. And the cast is still at my parents' house.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, I'll have to send you a picture of it.
Okay.
You signed it and you drew a picture. Do you know what you drew on my cast?
No.
You drew an airplane.
That's funny. I used to love airplanes when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I really loved airplanes.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you were like the first one to sign it after.
I hope so, because I got it on. Since I'm the one that broke your arm.
Yeah.
I hope I was the first one.
Picture of an airplane, so
it
was nice.
Oh, good. Did you like get a lot of signatures on that thing? I don't remember.
Yeah. I had all my friends at school sign it.
That's crazy that I think I was already going to your school at that point, too, actually.
Yeah.
I think I started there second grade.
I thought you were in fourth. Okay, I was going to say, I thought maybe you left in fourth grade.
No, I actually went all the way through to fifth grade, and then I left.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and then I moved to Fort Collins, or Loveland, I guess, in sixth grade. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. What did you guys think of that whole moving around situation? I don't know if you guys remember, like, I used to move a lot when I was a kid. I never knew, like, what anyone else thought of that.
I remember we, like, from seeing, going from, like, seeing you, like, every day to, like, not seeing you very much. Like, we probably really didn't see each other very much when you moved. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember you guys, like, coming down that often. And I, like, 95% positive we never went up there.
No, I don't think so. There's nothing for anybody up there. It was, people didn't get along with my mom's husband or whatever he was at that point. And then,
yeah,
so it was just like a weird situation. But yeah, we moved a lot. But I don't know, during that time, what was, because you were in high school probably almost, I guess, or middle of middle school. And I think you guys probably stopped going to Grammys at that point too, maybe for a while. Because you guys were all old enough to not have to have a babysitter anymore. So I guess.
Well, and we had like after school programs, and then we had like gymnastics or like cheerleading or whatever.
Yeah.
Hockey, like everything after school. So.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess you and your sister got like, or always have been really close. And I've never like been really close with my brothers. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. I thought it'd be kind of cool to get your description of Demi. And then I want to do her too, like get her description.
My description of her?
Yeah.
Crazy. Just kidding. I feel like my sister, like, I feel like we have a really different relationship as most, like, compared to most siblings, because I feel like we're really close, and we always have been.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could truly say that, like, she's my best friend, like, no matter what, like, all the time.
Yeah.
She's like, such a hard worker. Like, she literally knew she wanted to be a lawyer from the time she was, like, in elementary school. Whenever Legally Blonde came out, she was like, that's what I'm going to be. And she, like, truly wanted to do that ever since she was that age. So I think it's really cool that she followed through and, like, knew what she wanted to do. But she is, like, one of the most, like, caring people that I know. And she's always, 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 like, been there for me whenever anything was happening. I don't know. We just really are, we're just, like, very close. It was really hard when she was in Michigan.
Really?
We didn't get to see him.
Yeah.
We still talked all the time, and Jaden loves talking to her, so.
Yeah.
He always wanted to talk on the phone, and especially to Briar. He always wanted to talk to Briar and video chat Briar once Briar was born.
Of course.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, now she, I think mostly because I told her how much I love Broomfield and mm-hmm. how much I love Jaden's school and his teachers and his friends and, like, just everyone that we met in Broomfield. Like, she saw how amazing it is, and so she moves, like, 5 minutes from our house, which is awesome. So we see her probably 5 or 6 days a week.
Okay. That must be nice.
Yeah.
Because yeah. Like you're saying, like, I know how close you guys are, so you guys aren't like the, you're not the type of people that, you're not the siblings that get sick of each other and don't want to be around each other and, like, you know, get tired of each other. Like, your whole family's not like that, you know, your dad and your mom, you guys aren't like that, like, at all.
Yeah, we're together probably too much.
Yeah. No, no way.
Yeah. We totally get, like, on each other's nerves sometimes, either, like, my parents and us and stuff, obviously, but never to the point where we're like, I'm never going to talk to you again, or, like, don't talk to them for, like, a week or something. We have, like, group texts probably, like, every day.
Oh, do you guys?
Yeah, whether it's, like, pictures or, like, something that happened or, like, I don't know, just, like, random stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're weird. We're pretty close.
No, I don't, I've always thought that was really cool. Like, even growing up, I remember thinking about how cool that was, that you guys were so close.
Yeah.
I guess. I wouldn't say I was jealous, but I definitely was like, oh, wow, that's cool. Like, I would like that, you know?
Yeah, but growing up, you were, like, always with us. I don't know if you really, like, remember that as much, but, like, you were, like, my dad's, like, you were, like, his son that he didn't have.
I don't know. Your mom said that when we were in New Orleans together, because we just went on that trip, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I think me and Robin talked about that on another episode or whatever, and So just so people know, like, you guys were the ones that came with us. You guys have always been the closest to us, the closest to my kids, the closest to my wife. I mean, Robin considers you guys her family, her cousins, you know, and I think you guys actually call her your cousin. And
oh, yeah.
I know your mom and dad call her their niece and stuff. So anyway, we're all really close. You guys came out for her birthday, and I think we were having a conversation about that. And I think your dad disagreed, and he made kind of a good point because he was like, no, I never tried to make him my son. He just...
No.
You know, yeah. I wasn't trying to take him over or whatever. He just was my nephew. So,
oh, yeah.
I get his point. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, for sure. Like, we were always together. So, but
yeah.
you went everywhere with us.
And yeah.
If we're together, my dad's not going to be like, all right, Chelsea and Debbie, we're going to the zoo. See you later, Andrew. Like, you went with us, so like, whatever.
Which would have been fine, though. I mean, like, I'm not your dad's responsibility, you know? Like, I was my mom's, so.
Oh, yeah. No, he likes doing that, like.
Yeah, yeah. Your dad's real, your mom and dad, and I think you guys got this from him, too. Like, they're real generous people. They're always... like the first people to offer a hand to anybody, like even strangers. Your parents made us feel really like secure when we were having our first kid, Asher. Like, your parents made us feel so comfortable, especially your mom. She like kind of sat down with us and talked to us and like told us what to do and like how to make a baby feel better and what to do when they're crying and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Cause you know, we're panicking and, or we're nervous at least. And then at the end of it, she said, but don't listen to anyone's advice. It's your kid. So I thought that was, I just always liked that. And I actually like repeat that to everybody that's having a first kid. I tell them exactly what your mom told us. And then at the end I say, but don't listen to us. It's your kid. Don't take anyone's advice. Do whatever you want. Cause I just thought that was like the best advice ever. And so, but yeah, back to your point, like, yeah, you guys are really generous and, your dad is like that. Yeah. He's always that. He was really like that with me and like with Aaron too, and all of our cousins really and stuff. So,
yeah. And I guess like family is pretty important to us. Very important to us.
Yeah.
Like, this thing popped up on Facebook, like friendship something, like those videos that they make.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was, I was like, wow, that must say something about me not having any friends, because it's just like all my family. It was like, it was like you and Robin and my sister and Betty and like Michelle and Callie and like Cassie was on there, but like, you know how it shows like pictures of people and stuff, and like,
yeah,
like all family.
That's funny. Ever since we moved, it's all just Robin and Asher and Brooks and Claire online, and that's it.
Yeah, I realized that I probably post more pictures of Ferrari than I do of Jaden. So.
Well, it is a pig. So, and to be fair, like Jaden's usually in the pictures a lot of times. So
that's true. I guess he has been at least half of them, I would say.
Oh, so. I'd say even more than that, but like 75-80%.
Well, that's good.
You got a couple little hams over there. So one of them just happens to be a real ham,
but not.
But
you know,
could be,
whatever.
You know, hey,
could be.
You never know what's going to happen. I'm pretty excited to meet your pig.
I know. I'm so sad that you guys didn't see her when she was a baby.
Oh, me too. Actually,
she's the cutest thing ever.
And your dad was saying she bites all the time now. So that scares me a little bit.
No, she doesn't. She's actually really good. She has like this weird thing with like some men. It's weird. I don't know why.
Oh, really?
But it's like, if she doesn't do it to my dad, because my dad like moves there all the time, like she knows that he's the boss and she's in trouble.
So he's
But so sometimes she'll like, not like bite, but like almost like, you know how like a dog will like snap at you, but not like hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Like she'll do that sometimes. And I realize that except that she bit your mom. And I don't know why.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
I have to show your mom how to show her that she's the boss. But yeah, I mean, it's like a few men that she doesn't. They're not doing it to like be mean. They're trying to show you that they're the boss.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
That's what she's trying to do. So I think she probably feels like she needs to show like the men that she's the boss.
So having like having a pig super unique. Like I don't know anybody else that has a pig. How did you like end up with a pig? Because that's a pretty cool story.
Well, actually,
yeah.
So I remember like there was like this thing like probably 3 years ago that was like maybe more than that, maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. Where it was like the micro pigs that like they would have on like TV commercials. Like, I don't know if you remember the Chase Bank commercial where they have like a mini pig in it.
Oh, yeah.
If not, you'll have to look it up.
I totally forgot about those. Yeah.
So it's not actually like they make you, everyone makes you think that like these pigs are like tiny and they're mm-hmm. like going to stay like really small and cute.
Yeah.
When they're not, because no pigs actually stay tiny and small and cute like that.
I was disappointed to learn that.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of people come up that I'm like, they're like, oh, we want a micro teacup pig. And I'm like, well, this is what you're going to get.
It's a giant
and they're
animal.
Like, what? You're going to have a big pig. So I was like, oh my God, I need one of these. Like, I need one of these pigs. I want one so bad. And I was like, I get very obsessed with like stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like with animals, like my chameleon, like my turtle, like with something that I want, like I'll do a bunch of research and then I'll like get it. And I can't like stop until I like get it. Which is not very good.
No, I actually,
but at least it's with animals.
I totally get that actually.
So I wanted one for so long. And finally I realize that like they really don't stay that small. Like I read a whole bunch of stuff that says that like the only way you can keep them that small is like if you starve them, which is true.
Terrible.
And what people actually do is they end up starving their pigs so they stay small, not realizing that they're like hurting their bones and their body, and they're like literally starving.
That's sad
just so they could stay like 35 pounds or 30 pounds or whatever. So I was like, oh my God, I would never do that. So then I kind of like got over it. Like I didn't really want one for a little while.
Yeah.
So like I kind of got over it. I was like, okay, I'm not going to do that. And then, my parents were looking for a new RV. So my dad found this one on Craigslist, and it was this, guy that posted it that lived up near Fort Collins. And we were looking at the RV. We went with them. Jay and I went with my parents. So we were looking at the RV and he's like, oh yeah. He was telling us stuff that like his wife did on the inside. And he's like, oh yeah, sorry. She's inside showing the mini pigs to someone from like Nebraska. And I was like, what? And, he was like, yeah, she breeds mini pigs. So she's inside. Someone came from, I think it was Nebraska or Wyoming or something like that, to come and look at the pigs. And I was like, oh my God. And I looked at my parents. I was like, I need that. And so we went inside. After we were done looking at the RV, I was like, can I see the pigs? So we went inside they were outside. So we went outside and looked at the pigs and I was like, it's fate. And after that, I was like, I need one of these. So, like, I contacted her, like, on her website and stuff. And I ended up getting a few litters after we, like, saw the parents and stuff.
So how'd you come up with its name?
Jaden.
Oh, did he pick that?
Because he picked Aston's name, because Aston, when we got him, our dog, he didn't have a name for, like a week or maybe more than a week.
Okay.
We just called him, like, Puppy.
Oh.
and so, we were, like, going, like, I was on, like, all these websites, like, looking for names and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I made, like, a list of names, and I would read them to Jaden. He would say whether he liked them or not. And then when he would hear something, he would, like, tell me yes, so I'd, like, leave it on the list. And then finally we narrowed it down, and the one name that he liked was Aston.
Oh, okay.
So we named him Aston because we were, like, looking at cars, like car names.
I noticed he likes car names.
Yeah. I actually typed in like car names for dogs because he loves cars. So we ended up with Aston, and then obviously Ferrari was a girl, so they were like different names. So we went through a bunch of different names and was trying to name her. And I think my sister maybe came up with Ferrari. But we put Ferrari on the list, and he like loved that name. So we figured we'll have both of our pets be car names, be named after cars.
Hey, it works. It's a theme. Plus, how can you? I said it works. It's a theme.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a little bit about Jaden and let everybody know, like, you know, he's a very unique kid. He's a great kid. I mean, we love him, and my kids really love him, and he's just like so happy and just like always laughing, always smiling. He's just like huggable. He's just like a nice boy, you know, and he's huge. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. He's enormous. I can't believe how fast he's grown. It freaks me out because I remember, well, I guess we hadn't been out there for a while, but the last time we were out there, he was like this little guy, you know, my little buddy.
Oh, yeah.
And
well,
now
it's like 4 years.
Yeah. And now he's like shot up and it's like, he's hard to carry and stuff. I can't even pick him up. So
he's not huge for one. He's
okay,
his birthday is next Saturday, is on Saturday. So he's gonna be 11. He's only 50 pounds. He's like the shortest one in his grade pretty much.
He seems so tall to me.
Yeah, he's like next to his two friends. I was actually standing them up today at play practice, and he's at least 6 inches shorter than his two friends.
Well,
that are girls.
Maybe because my kids are so short. Maybe that's why I'm like, whoa.
Well, I mean, I'm short, so it's not like he's going to be that tall.
Our whole family's kind of short.
Yeah. Yep. So, so he's going to be 11. He's in fifth grade. And he was born with a birth defect that's called schizencephaly, which basically means a cleft or a hole in the brain. So he's missing like a big, pretty big piece of the left side of his brain and then a smaller piece of the right side of his brain. So he has basically it's called like global delays. So like he doesn't talk. He says, yeah. And he obviously like laughs and like talks it his own way. But he doesn't like, he can't walk yet. He's in a wheelchair. So he can't like, you know, he doesn't really use his hands very well. He can use his left arm a little bit. I don't know. He's really smart. He's like, he understands everything.
Yeah.
Like everything. You'll be talking to someone and he'll like hear what you're saying and you're like, oh crap, you probably shouldn't have like heard that. Or like if we try to, if we like try to talk about something, we have to like talk in like code. Like we used to spell stuff, but now he like figured out what we were like trying to spell.
Yeah.
Sometimes we stop doing that. And he'll like, if he hears something that like he wants, to laugh. Like that's how he says yes, basically. Or he says yeah sometimes, or he raises his hand to say yes. So if you want to know something, a lot of times we'll ask him yes or no questions, and that's how you figure out like what he's wanting or needs or whatever. I don't know.
I thought that
I don't know what else.
I thought that program you guys showed me in New Orleans is really cool. And he was kind of starting to show me, but then he was like tired. It was pretty late at night. So I think we stopped, but you were showing us that program that like showed him how to communicate basically.
And
just goes to show like how smart he is of a kid. Like he can't communicate like everyone else, but he's found like this way to communicate no matter what. Like he's just will not be held back. And I think that's like really indicative of you know, you guys. Well, like you said, you put your mind to something, like you're gonna do it. And I think he's like that though, you know, like I think that's a great quality to have. I think I don't know, Robin and I have always really looked up to you because we know like that's not easy. Like we know that it's not easy for you, but you've never made it seem hard at all. Like you've always just been like, this is my child. This is my life. This is like, I love him, you know, and that's it. And you've always treated him really normally. And I think that's the best part is that you guys just treat him like a normal kid because a lot of people don't, you know, and a lot of people wouldn't. And I think that's crazy. He's just a kid. Like, he just wants to be a kid, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's, like, what I've always said. Like, he's going to do, like, he can't walk, but, like, he's still going to have all of the same, like, opportunities as all of the other kids. So, like, he's still going to, we're going to make sure, like, he can still do whatever.
Yeah.
Like, he got a trampoline for Christmas because he loves jumping on the trampoline. Like, he can't do it by himself, but we go out there and hold him and jump with him on the trampoline. And he loves it.
Yeah.
So, like, just because he can't do it doesn't mean that he can't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, just with everything, like, I've never been like, oh, you can't do that because you are in a wheelchair. Like, I don't know, you just do it, I guess. Find a way to do whatever anyone else would do.
Yeah. And you guys are always like making ways for that to happen too, which I think is really amazing. Like, even like, I don't know, this is going to sound dumb, but like his Halloween costumes are like the coolest Halloween costumes ever, you know? I don't know. I wish we were there for Halloween one year. So like, I could see that in person, but
this year, next year, you could be here.
Yeah,
come maybe. Out in October.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. He loves it now. Like, one year he didn't like we make his wheelchair costume. So we made like a race car the first year. We made a tank. And then we made, what did we do? He was a Viking, so he had a Viking ship this year.
Yeah, that one was awesome.
1 year, he just, like, wanted to be Hulk, because he loved Hulk. So he was just Hulk. Like, he didn't have a wheelchair costume that year. I just got him a Hulk costume, and he loved that, so.
Yeah.
He's
such a sweet, like, he's just a nice kid. He's so nice. My kids love him. Like, Asher loves him. You know?
Oh, yeah. Like, he loves them, too. Yeah. When we were in New Orleans, I told everyone, I thought it was so funny, because everyone, like, asked him if he had a good time and stuff, and it's like, you know, his favorite thing was, like, going home at night and playing with his cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just wanted to be at the house and be able to, like, play. He didn't care about, like, going out to dinner, or, yeah. like, whatever. He just wanted to, like, hang out with the kids and, like, play.
Well, they probably hated that. They probably hated going out, or, like, that stuff's so boring to them, probably. They probably just
Yeah, they liked playing. I think they liked the zoo, probably.
Oh, that's true, yeah. That's a good point.
But, yeah. He definitely knows what he wants.
I think that it made me... It reminded me a lot of when we were kids, just being around you guys and Jade and stuff with my kids.
Yeah.
It reminded me so much of just being like that and how close we were and stuff. And it almost made me want to move back, but nobody can afford to move to Denver. Nobody can afford that anymore.
Maybe we'll talk you into it when you're out here in May.
Okay. Well, if you guys can talk me into it, then I'll definitely move back.
Okay.
I don't know.
I
don't know if it would take much more than like lowering rent prices. But
well,
if you can make that happen,
well,
then all right. We're in.
I'll think about it.
Yeah, if you can find a really cheap place that's in Broomfield or Westminster, then we're there.
I mean. You can find them because my friend, Crystal, her mm-hmm. daughter and Jaden are friends. She lives in Arvada. But they found a house for rent cause she's looking to move up out of Arvada. And they were like, oh, we found like this great house, but they're not ready to their lease. The lease isn't up on the apartment yet. So they couldn't move yet. But it was like, I don't remember exactly, but it was like $1,400 or something for like a 5-bedroom.
Oh my god, that's cheap.
Like a house out here. And I was like, wow, that's really cheap.
That's crazy cheap.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay. Well, maybe we'll think about it then.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess I kind of been asking this to other people. So I don't know how you'll react to this question, but, and I asked Tom this, but like, if you disappeared off the face of the planet, like just, you know, not have to die or anything, but like just disappear tomorrow, like what would you want people to know about you or what's important to you that you want people to remember? I don't, it's a tough question, but I like people's, I really like people's answers to this.
I don't know. I would say probably, well, since my whole life is just basically Jaden, I would say, like, probably just, like, want people to remember or know, like, how much I love him and, like, how much I do for him.
Yeah.
Like everything, pretty much everything. The pig wasn't for him, but I mean, you know, like
kind of
pretty much everything is for him.
Yeah.
You know, moving to Broomfield was 100% for him. Like, I don't know, like the house that we bought is for him, you mm-hmm. know, so he can have a one story like ranch house. So he can get to everywhere without me carrying him.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. Probably just that. Good question.
Would you say, it's a tough one. Like, it's hard to think about that. Like, what would you want people to remember about you?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good answer, though. Because
well, thank you.
No, it really is. I mean, because yeah, we watch you. I mean, we've seen you. You really like. I don't know. I want you to know this about yourself, though, because I think you're kind of skipping over this too. is you're not just like that with Jaden though. And I kind of had this conversation with your dad when we were in New Orleans, but you're like that for everybody. And he said this also, like you're there. And we notice with like Briar and Demi, like you just are on top of everything. So I don't want you to gloss over that. Like you do that for everybody. It's not just, you know, of course he's your priority and I mean, he's your son. He should be, you know, that's what parents are for, but you really do that for everybody. And it was just like incredible to see whenever Briar needed something or when you even had a hint, because you and Demi are so close, when you even had a hint that she was like that she had anxiety or she was anxious about anything or that she was overwhelmed, you know. And it is hard being a first time parent, like, you know, especially, you know, Demi was alone and you know what that can be like, you know, when you don't have support. And so I think you were just like, it's incredible just to watch you like instinctively know to be there or instinctively know what to do or like go and even push Briar down the street because, you know, Demi was overwhelmed or whatever. So I don't want you to forget that. Like, you do that for everybody.
Yeah, and, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't really think about it, but yeah, I definitely do.
Well, that's the nice thing though, is you don't think about it.
Try to do that.
You do that because, you know, you do that because you care. And I don't know. I just think you have like a really big heart, you know, and I don't think I say that to my cousins enough, but I really think you do. So,
well,
and that's not for you. That's not for the podcast.
But,
but really, no. Like I don't know. I guess I just want people to know that side of you, because I think this is gonna sound weird, but I think you don't get enough credit sometimes. I know your family does, and I know your parents and your sister do, and Cody and. You know, everybody you're really close with, but I think maybe you don't give yourself enough credit, but I just want you to know that me and Robin notice, you know, and like we see, you know, you said Demi's a hard worker, but like you are too, you know, like you're a crazy hard worker. And I think that, I don't know, just give yourself more credit. Like you really need to. You're such like a humble person, you know. Sometimes I just want to hear you.
I think that's important.
Sure. Yeah. No, I don't mean like I don't mean like go tell everyone how awesome you are, but like, you know. I just want you to know
how cool I am.
Hey, I've heard you say that before. When you're trying to tell me that you're my favorite cousin, so just saying.
I mean, I just like to throw it out there. So
okay, fine.
One day you'll realize it.
I think.
No, but thank you. I appreciate that.
I just want you to know, like, just give yourself more credit or at least let other people give you some. I don't know. I know if I didn't have you like on the spot right now, you'd be like, no, I'm not like that. And but. No, you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
You don't complain ever. You know, you don't complain about anything. What? You just move forward.
Yeah.
And I think that's like really an admirable thing, like just to keep going. Most people don't. I don't. You know.
Oh
like,
yeah.
I've had lots of times where I've just like completely stopped. You know. So,
yeah, but you get going again. So that's all. I mean,
most of the time,
I don't know. You can't stop. I guess my thing is like, life isn't that bad. Mm-hmm. Like it could get hard, but I mean, I don't know. It could always get worse, I guess. Be worse.
Yeah.
Like there's no point in like, oh, it could be so much better, because obviously it could be that it could also be a lot worse. So
yeah,
I don't know. Take what you get, right?
No, I think that's a great way to look at things. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people forget that.
I don't know.
So, all right. Well, so what, I think I know the answer to this, but what excites you about your life? Like, what keeps you going? What motivates you?
I mean, obviously, probably Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess I would just say mostly just, I don't, man, everything I'm going to say is just like Jaden. Like,
yeah.
Everything I do is like making sure that, you know, he has fun. Like, we're figuring out his birthday, like what we want to do for his birthday and like what we're going to do in the summer, like when we're going to go camping. And I don't know. I think that a lot for sure, but also like little stuff like like for one of my jobs, for where Jaden goes to therapy, like we raise money to have the other kids that are in therapy with him to go skiing.
Mm-hmm.
Every year. So we set up 3 dates and then all of the kids can pick. We usually try to get whoever wants to go. We try to get them at least 2 dates, 2 of the 3 dates to go skiing. So like just little stuff like that, like setting stuff up like that. Like I really do enjoy it because I know how much they like it, how much most of them like it. Jaden doesn't love it, but I kind of make him do it because it's something I've snowboarded since I was, I don't know, I think 11 or so. And so, you know, you always say like, oh, like I'm going to teach my kid like how to like play whatever sport you played. Like, oh, he's going to like play hockey and he's going to like play football and he's going to learn how to snowboard when he's like 4 or whatever. And usually it doesn't turn out like that, but, but that's what you think. So I'm like, you know, we're going to go snowboarding together. Like you're going to go skiing and I'm going to go snowboarding and we're going to do it. And you might hate it. He absolutely hated it at first, but then he liked it. But just seeing like how much some of the kids love like stuff like that. One of the kids talked about it for like the entire week before he went the first time this year.
Oh, that's so cool.
And he was so excited and he like thought Jaden was going and he was like, we're going snowboarding on Saturday. And I was like, oh, actually Jaden's not going.
You're
going and you're going to have a blast.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. That's so cute.
Yeah. But like, I don't know, I guess like other kids like that, like, just stuff like that makes me really happy. And like seeing Jaden's friends at school, oh my gosh, that's the other thing. He's going to be in the school play and he's going to be the, what is it? Like the, in between the scenes, he's going to hold up the card that says like the enchanted bookstore or something like that. And he goes across the front holding the sign in between the scenes. And he did it last year, and he really liked it. So he's doing it again this year.
That's awesome.
And just to, like, see him at school, like, with his friends, he's so happy with his friends.
Yeah.
And his friends come up and, like, run up to him when they see him and, like, hug him, and they're like, Jaden! And, like, they had a dance on Friday, and they, like, ran up to him, and he was like, all right, I'm going to go be with my friends. Like, he didn't want to be with us. He's like, his friends took him and pushed him in his wheelchair, and then his friend Avery, who's also in a wheelchair, they took him and, like, pushed him around the gym, and they were, like, dancing with them in, like, their wheelchairs, and just to see, like, stuff like that, like, kids, like, treat him like that is really, like, really makes me happy.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. Yeah, I think just to hear that other kids are that good of people, you know, and Jaden has so much like normalcy, gives me a lot of hope. Like, I don't know. I'm not one of those people that thinks the world's full of bad things and bad places and bad people. Like, I really think that there's a lot more good in the world than bad. And hearing stuff like that just makes me feel like, yeah, that's true. Like, there definitely is a lot more good in the world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's one of the reasons why I love Broomfield so much is because I felt that when he started going to school up here in preschool. And it's like, just it's, the kids are, I don't know. It's just different. Like, he's just like one of the, he's just like one of the kids, you know?
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, the area though. Yeah, you're right. There's a difference. And it's crazy to say, but there really is. So, yeah, I agree. Like, I don't know. I don't know how else to put it, but yeah. Well, yeah. I guess on the other side of the coin, like, what's your biggest fear?
I don't know. Probably that's the spiders, because that's a pretty big fear.
That's a good one. It's a really good one.
I don't know. I guess I don't really like to think about that, probably. Because, you know, like,
you just tackle the day.
Happen.
Yeah, no, and you just kind of tackle the day by day. So I like that answer.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I could say, like, me dying. Like, that,
oh,
honestly,
well, sure.
It sounds stupid, but, like, that's really scary. Because, like, obviously, Jaden has my parents and, like, my sister and, but, like, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess try not to think about stuff like that.
I like that answer.
I don't know.
No, I really do. I think that it's a good way to stay positive, you know? Not worry about that kind of stuff. Because there's nothing you can do about it. So. Well.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Chels. I appreciate it. Thanks for taking so much time to talk with me and stuff.
Yeah, no, thanks for inviting me to do it. And I'm sorry that it took me so long to actually get on the phone and do it.
Oh, don't worry.
Obviously, my life is kind of crazy.
Nope, I totally get it. So don't even worry about it. No, thank you very much for doing it. I appreciate it. Make sure you tell everybody hi, and we love you. We love them, and we'll see them soon, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll figure out how to talk you guys moving in out here.
Well, what?
So we're gonna have to figure out how to talk you guys into moving back out here.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so we'll work on that.
I mean, I just kind of re-signed our lease today, so.
Oh, crap. All right. Well, that's good. That means we have a year.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay. There's that positivity.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Go.
Okay. That gives me some time. There's no more anxiety. There we go. Well, yeah, tell everyone we said hi and we love them. And Robin said to make sure to tell you guys hi and stuff. So.
Okay. Yeah. Tell everyone. Same thing. Hello, everyone. Hi, to Robin. I said hi. And the kids, we can't wait to see you guys. Yay.
All right, we will. All right, I'll tell them. All right, thanks, Chels.
All right.
All right.
Bye. Bye.